starting. From that frequency, I made magic happen. So in other words, things that were sitting, waiting to manifest, waiting for determining value, waiting for resolution. Resolution, that's what I want to say. So all of that intersecting, they're saying it all came from one decision. It all came from one request. In English, as we sign up to our own advancement, we are not waiting for the outer world at all whatsoever. There is no outer world. It's all an extension of our own relevance, of our own placement. So as we allow ourselves, here comes the attunement. I knew it would be close by. As we allow ourselves to receive, as we allow the gift of true assertion, we are permitting that advancement. We are permitting that heavenly conclusion. We are permitting that divine state of arrival. So in other words, we do it as we hit that note, as we hit that bar, as we say yes. This is the important part now. As we say yes to our own inner climate. So you want to kind of feel like, you know, just like you check the temperature and you adjust the air conditioning, like is it too hot, is it too cold? What environment do I want to set to make my physical accommodations pleasing? Now, what we're doing is we're opening up our heart, we're opening up our heart awareness to self and inviting our total occurrence. So in other words, they're literally showing me like a dwarf or whatever that's sleeping. So this is us. We've been sleeping. We've been dormant to our true success record, to our true knowing, to our true stature. So the defining moment, the reason I had all of this like stuff happening all at once is because like I rang the victory bell in encouragement. Encouragement is releasing that doubt, releasing the ball and chain, releasing the fright, releasing all of the stuff that we are here to pass over, to gaze through. So just imagine like you're walking through a meadow, you're walking through a field, maybe you like climbing the mountaintop, maybe you like swimming from one shore to another. Whatever comes to your awareness, I see one person gliding. It's kind of like, can I just glide? It's like, of course you can glide. So this is the point. It's like we take ourselves there. We introduce ourselves to heavenly bliss, to heavenly truth, to heavenly upright positioning. So as we will determine that sacred note, and I literally have like you know, like a gong when you do meditation. So this is like this energetic gong. I don't know how else to explain this. It reminds me a lot of when they talk about healing through sound, because that energetic gong, it's the attunement of the love of self. It's the attunement. So it's like as our spiritual DNA like gets activated, it's like, you know, it's like buzzing. You want to think of like ourselves as frequency. So just imagine you're baking a cake, you're baking brownies, whatever you want to bake. And you want certain ingredients. You want the certain, got to be level to 2/3 of a cup. Like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And together, it makes the right approach. It makes the right value. It moves you into the proper station. So what we're doing is we're measuring our own witness. They're showing me the destiny card. This is wonderful. So when we see that destiny card, this is what we're after, because we're saying yes to our highest claim. So we do this by realizing that it's like what they say. It's like the truth has always been there, but it's been hidden. It's been hidden. So it's like the jewel is in the lotus. Because it's like, it's already there. It's hiding out. It's hiding out in that lotus flower. So when you open up that lotus, when you open up to see your truth, it's all of this, this and that, and everything that we've been doing, this linear evolvement is just touch and go. So it's sort of like you win, you lose, back and forth, all of this external materialization. Sometimes it's required to keep the body, you know, healthy and form. You need the materialization of the blanket if it's cold. So there's nothing wrong with that. But what we're realizing is what matters is the heart. What matters is the furnace. What matters is what we're aligning to, what we're inviting to take like our sacred journey with us. So they're showing me the threefold flame. So this is what we're allowing to ignite. Now, as we do this, we have a change of seasons. The change of seasons is we're coming home to our own beloved, our own treasure chest. So it's like we're not looking for the next great whatever to make our lives glory. We're glorifying ourselves. We're recognizing our own advancement. They're showing me the covenant of the ark. And so what we're opening up to is, there's Merkaba, we're opening up to our own sacredness. There's nothing I need outside of myself to complete me. When I come to that availability, whatever I actually am due in terms of my spiritual path, in terms of my destination, in terms of my physical needs, it will arrive. If I'm homeless, someone will drop me off a nice warm coat, whatever it is. It will arrive, but it arrives for the place of true beginnings. In other words, we're consenting to our own availability. We're consenting to our alignment with Source. And so that is what is now driving. That's the gasoline. That's the oil that, you know, creates the miracle and the Hanukkah lights. It's like, well, it's not in form, no, but it's from that sacred rite of passage, because we're tapping into true communion. So these miracles, as we've understood these, are not past tense. So whether it's the Christ birth, whether it's the Hanukkah lights, this is not, well, this is what happened long, long ago. So we want to remember that all is simultaneous, all is one. So what we're doing is we're recognizing our own consent, our own miracle status, our own Christ union, our own state of good pleasure. So in other words, we're dropping the fanfare. The fanfare says it somehow has departed and you must go chase it. The fanfare is someone else took it from you. Oh, well. So we dream this. This is why we have loss. This is why, you know, we lose. We lose health, we lose money, we lose all kinds of things, because we're dreaming the separation. So what we're doing is we're coming to a place of unified consciousness where we're coming back to our wholeness. We're coming back to our true understanding. We're coming back to our true visioning, because as we open up to our true vision, as we open up to our sacred, can't get that next word. It's like sacred passage. They're showing me the world card. So the world card is why we're here. We're here to open up to our unified self. We're here to create heaven on earth. Not for others. We're not here to serve others. Others will be served. But we're serving ourselves, because if we're serving out of negligence, so we're serving out of separation, which is what we've done. That's what we've taught our youngins. That's what how we communicate with our mates. We do this out of separation, because that's the state of affairs. However, as we open up to our true divine union, as we open up to we open our hearts to our heavenly best, we self-ignite, we come on board. So this is where I literally have like a big match, like one of those long matches, start a fireplace, whatever. We're igniting our sacred heart and coming into true union. So as you will receive this offer of what would be the worst of this? It's like true ownership. And when I say ownership, it's just imagine something that cannot be taken from you. It cannot be taken from you. You can have like an army, you can have police squad, you can have family members. This cannot be taken from you. So this is a like our defining moment. This is a new realization. This is where we have a change of destination. This is where, like, they're showing me like a map. Before we had GPS, we would have those paper maps. And it's like, I've got this map, paper map. And all of a sudden, there's this new map that's superimposed on top of it. So you're not finding your way in your old MapQuest. You're opening up. We're opening up to new wisdom. We're opening up to heaven's glance. This is what we afford ourselves. This is what we give ourselves. So no one can do it for us, as they say, but no one can interfere or block. So we want to really feel that. We want to feel how we are in full possession. We are in full possession of this divine union. Now I've got a Pegasus. So we're receiving that heavenly bliss. We're receiving that avalanche of spiritual wealth. Spiritual wealth. And the spiritual wealth, it's almost like new fallen snow. It's like that pristine, pure, and the reason that we love that is it reminds of us of our pure state. Our pure state of arrival, where we're not trying to do to prove ourselves. We're not trying to do to succeed, get win approval, win golden coins. We arrive at our destiny, which is right here, for the taking. So the taking has to do is taking the trouble to serve the self, to unify with the self, to applaud the self, to welcome and congratulate our place of new beginnings. So we want to feel this. We want to feel like you're turning the page of a notebook, you're starting a new calendar, you're starting a new exercise program, but that feeling of newness. Now, the reason this is significant is we're introducing to ourselves commodities, energies of exchange that were not there previously. So in other words, we're opening up a treasure chest. We're opening up new understandings of self, new privileges. So we want to feel that it's sort of like as if you arrive at a new town, like here's your map. Well, I've never been here before. I really like to check this out. So we want to have that feeling of excitement and that feeling of, well, of course I'm ready to go. Of course I'm willing to put on my walking shoes and go exploring. So because we're opening up to that divine union where we come upon our own blessings. We come upon our own blessings. Now, this is not about the boss gave me a raise, they approved the house I just put a bid on. All that will come because, again, it's saluting your own remembrance. So in English, as we say yes to our own holy witness, whatever it is that serves our spiritual path is provided. So all this comes because it's showing us in the outer what we have now claimed in the inner. What we have now claimed in the inner. So this is all our inner environment. This is all our inner sanctuary. We want to feel that. We want to feel that there is a growing sanctuary. You may be aware of your guides. You may be aware of your angels, your higher awareness. You may not feel any of that. You're like, why don't I feel it? Trust whatever arrives. Trust whatever appears. Some people are extremely psychic, but they haven't healed some issues. So it's not that someone's higher and someone's lower. It's that we all develop in different stages. And we all do that in divine order. This is very essential. We drop this comparison. It slows us down. Everybody has clear pathway to their accelerated presence. So this is all about our own inner discovery, our own inner consent. We're coming to receive our abundance, to receive our holiness. And I literally have these beings of light that it's like, what do I want to say? It's a little bit like they're bathing us with, they're saying they're bathing us with laughter. It's energy. So it's almost like when you kind of comb your hair, if you've got long hair, but I'm combing my energy field is what I'm actually doing. So it's like I'm bathing in this relevance. So this is what's being offered to us. I just seem to be doing it within my physical arm, but it's really not needed. They're just showing me what's occurring for each of us. Just imagine bathing yourself with golden light. In essence, that's what we're doing. We're claiming it. We're receiving and allowing that transmutation, because that energy is going to turn our heads. You're young, you know, you're adolescent, and it's like your head literally turns watching someone that you find attractive. Like, who is that? Who is that? So this is what we're doing. We're turning our heads of relevance, where we're opening up to our holiness. We're opening up to our true semblance. So as we will receive with light, as we will receive in our place of honor, in our place of honor, this is important that we start understanding this. Our place of honor, we're not seeking out Jesus, Mother Mary, Moses, and their place of honor. Remember, separation consciousness doesn't really exist. So we are all of these energies that we ascribe to and hope for the blessing. You know, if we could just get just a small blessing. What we're doing is we're sitting ourselves in that place of honor. So now you should have a lotus flower, you should have a meditation cushion, you should have a nice regal throne. Somebody has Cinderella's carriage. So whatever arrives is perfect for you. A place of honor. Someone found themselves in Hawaii. Whatever appeals to you, that is what you're permitting. Someone looks like a dakini, like a spiritual princess, and you have these like lotus flowers that it's just like constant movement. So what's arriving, we want to remember that our higher witness, our higher self, knows exactly what serves us best. So if someone showed up at Chuck E. Cheese's and it's like, why am I here? That's because your motherhood awoken your heart. So you're a Chuck E. Cheese's because it's like that's reminding you of when you just followed love. That's the gift of parenting. It's like you just followed love. So again, this is where our mind likes to dispute. Our mind likes to say, well, this can't be right. This can't be right. We ask to grow and then we get all kinds of funky energy. Well, this can't be right. It's exactly right. It's helping you grow. So this is what we're doing, is we're learning how to redefine our inner guidance and our trust of self. We are all being signaled for our readiness by our divine counterpart, our higher vision, but we don't always trust what we're receiving. Well, obviously someone hears better than I do. No, it's that they're trusting what they're hearing. They're trusting how to go within and learn that inner dialogue. So step one is to trust it. Trust whatever you receive. I may not understand it yet because I haven't been practicing this trust thing yet, but I'm going to trust whatever unfolds. And I'm going to trust that even if I don't understand it, that just in trusting it, I'm moving mountains. Because this is the whole point. The 3D is don't trust yourself. The external source somehow knows what's better for you. So pay attention to your teacher. Where we're returning is to that inner teacher, to that inner knowing, to that inner guide. I have El Moria now, who's administering, there's something with our third eye that he's offering. It looks like some kind of, what would I call that? It's like a symbolic offering for our third eye. So it's helping us to receive our own divine communication. So as we receive this good knowing, we honor our own holy placement, our own holy relevance. So we're receiving ourselves in our light, we're receiving ourselves in our victory, we're receiving ourselves in our true availability and our oneness, merging with our oversoul, allowing that to feel like the most comfortable, natural thing that would ever occur, merging with our oversoul, allowing ourselves our gifts. And when we say our gifts, we're all gifted. We've all passed this way before. So we're permitting, allowing the return to our truth. So as we receive, we allow full extraction. In other words, as long as we're here, why not two gifts? Why not three? Why not everything that is now due me? Again, we master this in shifts, because then we integrate. We integrate all that we now carry. So whatever is for my best and highest good to receive in this divine moment, let it be so. Let us receive. Good. It's very, very, very